The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, and brought to you in part today by Glamourine. Now, here are the stars of our show speaking for Glamourine.
Dish towels? No, I don't think so. Placemats, pot holders.
Honey, what are you talking about?
Oh, I guess I was thinking out loud. You see, when we get home, I'm giving a shower for Mabel. Practical things, you know.
Well, hey, I got an idea.
What?
How about Glamourine? That's practical. Just the other day, you told me you didn't know how you could keep house without Glamourine.
That's right, I did. I'd never have gotten our rugs and upholstery clean without it.
Well, it seems to me a bride-to-be would want to know about Glamourine. I know I would if I were a bride.
Well, don't worry, dear. You never will be. But come to think of it, Glamourine is a practical gift. I'll get Mabel a special combination offer. You know, the giant 98-cent pint free with a giant quart. Both for only $1.89. Gee, I'm glad I thought of it. Don't you think it's a wonderful idea?
Yeah, well, now that you mention it, I do. Yes, honey, I really do.
Looks like everybody agrees it's Glamourine to get rugs and upholstery really clean. Glamourine clean. Get Glamourine's big spring cleaning offer now, the giant 98-cent pint free with a giant quart, both for only $1.89. Get yours now while the supply lasts.
Betsy, now put your hat and coat on if you want to go with us.
Where are we going?
We're driving to Salem this morning to see the House of Seven Gables, where Nathaniel Hawthorne lived and wrote a book.
Well, you all ready? Okay, come on. Where's Aunt Effie?
Betsy, run down to Aunt Effie's room and tell her we're ready now.
Okay.
Did you get the car off?
Yes, yes. It's in front of the hotel.
What's the matter? You seem annoyed.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I'm getting a little tired of historic tours. Frankly, I think it's silly to drive way out to Salem just to see the House of the Seven Gables. I can't even remember what the book was like.
Well, we planned it, dear, for today, so now let's get started. Yeah. It takes about 2 hours to get there.
2 hours?
Well, it's about 70 miles from Boston to Salem. I asked the waitress in the dining room this morning, and that's what she said.
Honey, why do you ask the waitress in the dining room how to get to Salem? Why don't you leave these things to me? I mean, Salem is about 20 miles from Boston.
Well, I am. I'm all ready.
Oh,
are you taking a coat?
Well, I thought I would. We'll have the car.
Oh, yes, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Betsy, go on. You can ring for the elevator.
Oh, here. I wrote down the directions for getting to Salem.
Oh, who did you get them from?
The maid.
Yeah,
and she brought me some fresh towels. And she said she wasn't sure, but she thought if we took route 128.
Uh-huh. Look, would you two girls just leave this to me? I mean, instead of asking everybody...
Well, darling, you never want to ask anybody.
Look,
you know.
I have got a map. I can read. I am fairly bright. Don't argue. So stop worrying now, will you? I will get you to Salem. Now, come on.
Spring clean with Glamourine Liquid Rug and Upholstery Cleaner. Remember, while the supply lasts, the giant 98-cent pint is yours free with a giant quart. Both for the price of the quart alone, only $1.89. More than enough Glamourine liquid to make all the rugs and upholstery in the average home professionally bright and clean again. Remember, more women buy Glamourine and then buy it again than all other rug and upholstery cleaners combined. So get your Glamourine and the giant quart pint combination today. Both for only $1.89.
I don't see any sign that says Sumner Tunnel.
Well, I think we've missed it.
The man said we couldn't miss it if we stayed on this road.
Well, we've wound around so many times, I think we're going back the way we came. Look, the sun's in front of us now. We're going south instead of north.
Why, yes. There's that same building we passed going the other way.
You better get off this parkway or whatever it is and ask somebody. Turn off right here. There's nothing coming. Go on. Go on. Go on.
How in Sam Hill could we be going south when we were headed north? I ask you.
Well, we turned wrong, I suppose, somewhere. There. Now, there's a man. Ask him. Pull up and ask him.
All right. Now, let me do it. I'll ask.
Excuse me.
I will ask him. Excuse me. How do we get to Salem?
Salem? Well, several ways.
Well, just give me one of them, would you? I mean, the quickest one. We won't be getting there at all.
Well, go down here to the third set of lights, then make a left. Go under a viaduct. You'll see a sort of ramp. You go up that, make a left. Stay right on there till you come to Sumner Tunnel. You can't miss it.
Well, that's where we were, and we did miss it.
Yeah? Oh, I know what you did. When you got that bridge, you turned left and came right back down the other side. Now, when you get the bridge, go under it, and right in front of you is the Sumner Tunnel. You can't miss it.
You don't know us, but I hope you're right.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Well, my goodness, it looks just like the pictures of it, doesn't it?
Yes, has it got seven gables? Come on, Betsy, let's go in.
I'm waiting for Daddy. He drove him back to park the car.
Oh, well, there he comes.
You see, what they should have is a much bigger sign that says Sumner Tunnel before you get to the turnoff. It is not plainly marked.
Now, look, will you get over it? No, now, we finally found it. We're in Salem. Now, come on, we're going through the house that Hawthorne wrote about. Come on, dear, now. Exciting.
I don't know. We've been through so many historic old houses. They're all getting to look alike. The candle holders and the bed warmers and the trundle beds and the whatnots.
Come on now, let's go in.
Come on, Betsy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's lunchtime, and I'm afraid the next tour of the house doesn't start for 45 minutes. But in the meantime, if you care to look around by yourselves, we have a gift shop where you can buy postcards and a booklet of the house. Any gifts or souvenirs, it's right in here.
Thank you.
I want some postcards.
Is that all right with you, dear, to wander around until the tour starts?
Well, we're here. We might as well do the whole thing.
Would you like to buy some postcards?
No. You go ahead. Browse among the bric-a-brac. I'll wander around, take a quick gander at the place. Maybe go outside for a breath of air, look at the ocean.
All right, dear. We'll be right here.
Come here, dear.
Oh, my, what a lovely living room they had.
Oh, yes. These lovely big old houses. They just don't build them this way anymore. Oh, look at that view of the ocean out this window. Mm. Look here, Betsy.
I saw it.
We seem to be the only people here to look at the house.
Well, it's lunchtime. Goodness, doesn't it give you a funny feeling to be standing in the very room where Nathaniel Hawthorne and his wife probably used to sit in the evenings?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything he wrote besides The House of Seven Gables. And I certainly don't remember that very well, except that everything seemed very gloomy and dark, which the house isn't at all.
No, it doesn't seem that. Well, Hawthorne wrote The Scarlet Letter, you know.
The Scarlet Letter? Mm-hmm. Sounds familiar. I must have read it.
Of course, Aunt Effie, the woman, you know, who had to wear a big red letter A on her dress. You remember that?
Oh, yes, of course.
Why, Mommy?
Don't sit on the chair, Betsy. Get up, dear. Don't you see the sign? Please do not touch.
Why did the lady have to wear letter A on her dress?
Oh, she had to, just because.
Because why?
Well, because she did something she shouldn't have done. Now, come on.
She was naughty.
What did she do that was so naughty, Mommy?
Why don't you look around at this lovely, lovely house? Now, when you get to high school, you'll read Nathaniel Hawthorne, and you'll be able to say that you've seen The House of Seven Gables yourself.
What did the lady do that was so naughty?
I'll tell you when you get older now.
You always say that. And when I do get older, then you'll forget what you were going to tell me.
Come on now, will you? Let's look at the house, dear.
Come on, dear. The woman said the tour of the house is just starting.
Well, I know, but where is he?
He can't find Daddy.
Oh. I've looked everywhere. He doesn't seem to be outside.
I wouldn't worry about him.
Well, he'll miss the tour of the house, Aunt Effie.
I don't think he cares whether he misses it or not.
Probably not. Come on, Betsy. Now, come on in here with you. Be very quiet and don't stand in front of the people now.
And above the fireplace, you see the candle holders and the whale oil lamps used at that time.
Let me see that.
The house was built in 1668. On the right of the fireplace is the bed warmer used by Nathaniel Hawthorne.
To the left of the fireplace
is a very old chest that was also used by the Hawthorne family.
Mm.
Now, as we pass from the kitchen into the dining room, notice the depth of the chimney. This way, please.
Betsy, don't push in front of the lady like that. Excuse me, I'm terribly sorry.
And while it was not unusual for chimneys to be as much as 8 feet deep, in this case there was a purpose. Mm-hmm. If you will notice, on this side of the dining room fireplace, what is apparently a large closet is a secret panel.
Oh, interesting.
Look at that, Harriet.
You'd never know. It looks just like a brick wall.
I know, my goodness.
A what, Mommy?
Revealing a secret stairway, which you may go up single file. It's very narrow and winding. There is a light halfway
up. Oh, what fun. A secret stairway. Isn't that fun, Betsy?
What was it used for?
I'll explain all that at the top of the stairs. Now, if you will file up through the secret stairway, I will go up the other way and open the secret panel at the top by the time you get there.
Let me see, Mommy.
Yes, all right, Betsy. Get in line, dear. Now, that lady was first. Let her go ahead, darling.
My goodness, Betsy, a secret stairway.
Well, it is rather dark in
here.
We'll
just stay right in back of the lady.
What is it? What's the matter?
There's a body in there.
It's all right, it's all right. It's just me. Let me out of here, will you?
That sounds like Daddy up there.
Well, yes, excuse me, please. Let me pass. Oh, let me in there.
Is that a woman, dear? She seems to have fainted.
Oh, stand back, please. Give the lady some air. Stand back.
I'm sure I heard my husband up in the stairway there. Dear?
Yes, yes, it's
me. For heaven's sakes, is that you up there?
Yes, it's me. I would like to know what in Sam Hill this place is.
A secret stairway. How did you get in here? And just what do you think you're doing?
Secret stairway? Secret stairway.
Somebody lift the lady up, please.
Just what is he up to, hiding in the secret stairway?
I have no idea.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
Once there was a little baby who was always in the soup. Not just any soup, mind you. He preferred beechnut baby soups. Tomato and vegetable, and especially beechnut chicken soup. Oh, what a big grin after every golden spoonful. He just knew that beechnut chicken soup was extra special good, almost as though he had been to Beechnut Babyland, that special place for baby food, as though he had seen how carefully the soup was prepared, luscious ingredients cooked and flavored exactly to baby's taste. So, beechnut chicken soup? All beechnut baby soups. In fact, every beechnut baby food brings to baby the special sunny goodness of beechnut baby land. Why not treat your baby to beechnut, the most babied foods in the world?
I just told you.
Well, I don't know yet what you were up to, but I don't think it was very funny, and you have scared that poor woman to pieces in there.
Funny? Look, I didn't know this was a secret stairway, for Pete's sake. Secret panel was open when I first wandered through the house. It just looked like an open door, so I took a look, and here was this little winding stairway, and that woman said, you said we could look around the house, and all of a sudden somebody banged the door shut.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid I did, sir.
There I was.
Well, I suppose it was left open from the last tour, and I wanted to close it before this one started.
Yeah.
And I did go past after you were in the house and shut the secret panel.
You sure did. I have been sitting in there with a 5-watt lantern for 1 hour. I banged and pounded, but it's all brick, and... Well, I figured somebody'd find me eventually, so I guess while I sat down, I kind of dozed off. And when that woman started up the stairs and fell over me and...
Didn't you get scared, Daddy, in there all alone?
No, not exactly scared, but I certainly wondered what in blazes I'd wandered into.
Well, why didn't you yell?
What would I yell?
You could have yelled, help!
I did. I yelled help just once, and I felt so darn silly I shut up.
Well, we're awfully sorry, sir.
Mm.
Now, if you would like to continue with the tour of the house, the group is in the next room.
No, thanks. I've had enough of historic tours. I wouldn't look at one more old house or battlefield or one more historic site.
Well, darling, tomorrow you can stay in the hotel and just rest.
Yeah, well, by golly, I will. I. Where are you all going?
Plymouth Rock. But it's 9.5 hours. Tour, dear.
I think I'll go. I think I can't bear to miss anything.
About the size of it, too.
I mean, you know.
Well, let's not miss this either, dear. We paid for it now. Come on.
Hmm? And the serving wagon, which was used by Sophia Peabody, Hawthorne's wife.
Oh,
it is interesting to note that here on the right...
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers, Margaret Hamilton, Pat England, Belle Flower, and Roger DeCoven, and is produced by Walter Hart.